It was a moment that barely registered in an intense final week for the Australian Parliament as politicians argued over the details of the bill to legalise same-sex marriage earlier this month. But Parliament did take a moment to remember the life and achievement of former Prime Minister Harold Holt, and for a while, the usual question time shouting stopped. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke of his Liberal predecessor's seemingly impossible vanishing.
50 years ago, on a hot and windy December day at Portsea, the 17th Prime Minister of Australia plunged into the waves he knew like the back of his hand. What followed over the hours and days that succeeded saw our nation faced with one of the most confounding events in our history. A swimmer washed out to sea, an all too common occurrence on Australia's beaches.
In his short time as Prime Minister, Harold Holt led Australia into a new era.
As Prime Minister, he ushered in many of the reforms that we now consider so crucial, such watersheds in our evolution to the modern nation we are today. He oversaw the dismantling of the White Australia policy, throwing open our doors to people from all corners of the world and sowing the seeds for the most successful multicultural society Australia is today, the most successful multicultural society in the world. He drove the historic 67 referendum yes vote, winning the overwhelming approval of the nation to empower the Commonwealth to make laws for Aboriginal people and ensuring that our First Peoples were included in the national census. It was in his time as Prime Minister that Australians adopted the dollar over the pound and began navigating the shifting sands of a world with new economic rules and allegiances.
Harold Holt drove his maroon Pontiac to Cheviot Beach, just outside Melbourne, on December 17 in 1967. He was with a group of friends, unwinding after wrapping up his first full year as Prime Minister of Australia. A keen swimmer and talented diver, the 59-year-old loves spearfishing and was said to be very familiar with Cheviot Beach, one of his favourite spots. Rumours surrounding his death at the time included possible suicide, or even one theory that he could have been a Chinese spy who swam to a waiting submarine to spirit him away to Beijing. Sam Holt, his now 78-year-old son, says the rumoured conspiracies were absurd. In Parliament, opposition leader Bill Shorten echoed Prime Minister Turnbull's comments. He went on to quote from former Labour Prime Minister Gough Whitlam, who spent years as one of Holt's main political adversaries.
With the knowledge of long association and the weight of real respect, Whitlam said of Holt, "He was tolerant, humane and broad-minded. His suavity of manner was no pose. It was the outward reflection of a truly civilised human being." These are fine words, I think, from a fierce adversary. I think they're a measure of Holt's qualities and perhaps also a glimpse of a gentler age. Mr. Speaker, Harold Holt's time in public life is perhaps unfairly remembered more for its tragic end rather than its worthy achievements.
Mr. Shorten went on to ask this question.
What if he had lived longer? Imagine if Holt and his new breed of moderates had steered the government away from the tail-end torpor of the Menzian era. Australian history, coalition history, indeed Labor Party history, might have been very different.